The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, October 27th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. If you are interested in a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio may be your home base. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutritional World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is the PhD of East Ridge, New Dog Pound, and Waffle House, Clint Powell.
Wow. 45 seconds in, and everything you just said, the pressure that I feel to add the humor to this is really the only contribution. I mean, it's one little small part of what you said, yet somehow,
yeah,
that's the I feel one of the main foundational things. So now I'm a lot of pressure.
Pressure to
gotta
perform
say funny
as the comedian.
Yeah, I gotta be funny.
Oh, you don't have to even work at that, Clint. You are naturally a goober.
Wow.
You're actually a goober. Right? Oh, goobers cool. Are funny.
Okay. Right, good. Two pastors walk into a bar.
Well, I as always, got a lot of different ideas, show notes, things I've thought about during the week as far as, you know, part of it's most part is health. I did a big, big post on Instagram on Acropolis. I think you may have seen that.
Yep.
Went over there to eat about 4 days later. Darla, one of my most favorite waitresses at Acropolis, said, "Ed, I cannot believe the amount of people who have come to Eaton over here in the past 3 or 4 days."
Yeah.
She said a group of 14 came over last night, and they said, "I came here because of Ed Jones's Instagram."
Mm.
And I said, "Well, have they ever eaten at Acropolis?" She said, "None of them had." 14 brand new people ate at a local business, Acropolis. And one of the reasons is because there's an app called Seed Oil Scout. And I really recommend perhaps those who are connected in the technology world and feel comfortable with it, which I feel like we should do that. It's like if you're in the horse and buggy days and they did invent the automobile, maybe get past some of the "I'm just not going to do it" attitude. Get in the car and learn to drive. Huh. It makes life easier and more efficient if you can manage it. That's the key. And you know, Clint, you've gone through this with addiction to social media platforms. I also have not had much problem, but what I did was I cut off my cell phone about 2 years ago where I don't get a beep or a vibrate on a text message because that was my trigger. I was the puppet that the second it went off, there was 2 seconds later I had to check it because who knows what the world might stop spinning if I don't check my text message. And, of course, it never stops spinning no matter what I check. And you've also managed it by doing – what are you doing now? You're just doing little tiny bits of it?
Yeah, I was off of it for 90 days. 120 days straight.
Yeah.
Just with my podcast Facebook pages. I don't have Instagram now, but then what I do now is I think if you take the last 60 days, I have posted 4 or 5 things, usually work related. Some of it's personal, a lot of it, most of it's work related.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll remove them. I actually put them up. So if you go to my Facebook page, I leave them up for a couple of days a lot of times, and then I just remove them and I go away for a week.
Okay.
2 weeks. And again, it just I don't know if it was an addiction as much as it was just a damn waste of time, waste of mental energy, the whole Pavlov's dog thing of, like you said, the vibration and the bing, and then, oh, let me see who liked me. I mean, you'd be in the middle of a conversation with a human being and go, oh, let me check. Why is my phone vibrating? It's because somebody you don't know liked some stupid thing you posted 2 hours ago. Meanwhile, the human being in front of you who needs your time, wants your time, expects your time, is suffering. And a lot of times a human being was me. Bingo. A lot of times I wasn't spending time with me when I was with me. I was spending time with other people I don't know on this stupid device that was in my face all the time.
That everything we yet you had to respond to could have waited. But we do get programmed like Pavlov.
Well, like it's just, I hate to say it, it's like everything else. It's like food and supplements and working out. It can become unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship with food and working out, you've seen it. Body dysmorphia is a real thing. You can see people on so many supplements, you ask them why, they don't know.
Yeah.
And it's because all of a sudden it's become their new norm. And instead of checking the relationship you have with it, making sure it's in a good place, I was the battery. I was the product for all the companies.
Well, you know, I love the little words you said, check your relationship with these things.
Yeah.
Let's not even talk about relationship with other humans. Let's check the relationship with our phone, our technology. And checking doesn't mean you throw it away to be safe. You learn to manage it efficiently.
Well, look at you. If you stop eating food, you have a, because you don't like it, you have a bad relationship with it, you suffer.
That's right.
If I stop relationships altogether just because I can't control it, a lot of times you suffer negative consequences. Learning to define what healthy is, whether it's inanimate objects or human beings, is critical.
It is. And I really have been talking and thinking a lot about almost everything in our life is a trade-off. It's not black. It's not white. There's middle grounds, and I can gain some things and I can lose some things with almost every single decision. So that's okay. I'm willing to be at peace with that, but I don't have to find perfection, and that's where I don't find peace. And so going back to Acropolis, I'm going to do two more reviews this week, one on Cava, which is open on Gun Barrel and in Hickson, and one on Malone's. So those two will be popping out. And I want to say the future guest for Vital Health Radio, I've got Randy Webb coming in very soon.
Legend, that'd be great.
He's the original fitness guru, I think, of Chattanooga, no doubt. In the 1970s, I took Bondo class, which was a type of karate from him. I was 14 years old, weighed 119 pounds, had zero self-esteem. Smallest guy in the class, scared of everything as far as physical, and he took me to a new level. Now, weight training took me to the better level, but he broke me out of my mold. He made me face my fears, and I've loved him ever since then. And I've got a couple good, cool stories about him and I over the years, and he was a Chuck Norris. I mean, he's best friends with Chuck Norris, but he was kind of like Chuck Norris.
Well, let's get Chuck Norris on the During the Break podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Well, seriously.
That would be cool with him and Randy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've had Diamond Dallas Page and other people on. I have a question, because you know more about this than I do. Jack Silverman and him, are they both kind of the because Jack's was a guru around this area for fitness, too. Are they run parallel? Who was first? Because I just don't know.
Randy was first.
That's what I'm asking.
And Randy had such a depth of experience in martial arts.
Okay, gotcha.
And owning the gyms. Now, second, we have the fella, and I talked about this on one of the previous Vital Health Radios in regard to this. I said saliva test, but it's actually a urine test to predict cancer in your dogs. That was that test that we talked about, where it's about 90% accurate to say your dog has no cancer, it has potential, or it has aggressive. This can help people make wise decisions as to what do we do with this dog. Instead of spending $1,500 for diagnostic test, this test is $200. And I want to interview the fella who is in charge of the company. I'm not sure he's the developer, but in charge of the company.
Do you carry that product?
And we do carry it. Stacy has it at Nutrition
World. I didn't know. Which, of course she does.
Of course she does.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And we'll be interviewing him. And then a guy from a company called Omdiom, they gave me a product. It's a pre-workout. I don't take pre-workouts. I don't know why I don't, but I've just never done it. And I don't like the stimulant effects of feeling nervous or hyper. Even though I can put those into good place at the gym.
Right.
But this one he gave me is made out of peppers. So it is a form of a very standardized cayenne peppers that makes the blood flow to give you more pump.
Wow.
And I've used a half a bottle, and I'm very, very pleased at this point. And I want to interview him about that. And then the next one after that is Sally Norton. Sally Norton is the queen guru of what we call oxalates. Oxalates in certain foods, in my opinion, is what caused my double hip replacement and my hips to wear out.
Is she local? She's not local.
No, she's not.
Yeah,
she's in Virginia.
Yeah.
And she is an amazing individual. And we'll have Sally Norton on here to explain some of these oxalates and why you can't get rid of your chronic pain. And until you do something about these food choices. And the thing is, it's healthy food. It's not the unhealthy.
That's the Trojan horse. We think we're doing good. And if our bodies don't react well, it's not. Yeah.
I haven't talked in a while about rapamycin, Clint. Rapamycin is the drug of choice. Nothing comes close to it. I've been taking it now for probably a year and a half.
Can you tell a difference?
And, explain a little bit more.
Yeah.
It is was discovered on Easter Island and through a series of many years of research has been the only molecule pharmaceutically that can extend lifespan by 12%. And that's if you started at an average age of 60. Nothing else has ever come close. They've done studies on dogs, animals, worms, and it has never failed. Every single test proves that it can do a life extending. And now, how one reason it does this is gets rid of what it does something called autophagy. Autophagy is getting rid of senescent cells. And I thought of this the other day. What is a senescent cell? Well, if you have your car, if you have a vehicle and you never replace the tires and you run the tread down, that tire it needs to go. But if you keep using it, it's really not good and it's dangerous. That's what these old cells do in our body. It's kind of like your car.
Yeah,
you know, like your car outside in the parking lot.
Yeah, thanks,
man. You got a couple 300,000 miles on it.
And we're going to keep going down that road.
And
go back, rapamycin.
Senescent
for my
cells.
Car. Yeah.
So I have a lot of old cells in my body, 67. But one of the side effects is, and then I'm going to tell you if I got results. One of the side effects, the only side effect, is it causes horrendous canker sores in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Now, they come and go. And my theory is that what it is these cells need to be replaced. And when they start getting replaced, the old cells get pushed out. They're not very happy, and they cause this canker sore. Well, I happen to have one on my left tonsil right now that is pretty much, if you took some wire pliers, I would let you probably jerk it out. This is how bad it hurts. And so it's about 2 weeks worth of very severe pain, but I take it without any problem at all. I don't mind because it's a trade-off. I'm trading off potentially having less disease for 12 years opposed to about four times a year having a terribly painful canker sore. So
okay.
It's a trade-off. But Josh, Josh Porter at Optimize You, him and I have had a great conversation about it, and I really trust the studies on rapamycin and extending lifespan. And if you have a dog that you truly love like many people do, you can start them with one pill a day at an age of about 7, and it most likely will extend their lifespan by 12%. Pretty darn cool stuff. Pretty darn cool stuff.
Okay, cool.
And Crunch getting ready to open at Hamilton Place in the next couple days.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Their hours of operation, I got to figure that out. It's a little odd sometimes. I don't think they're open as much as I would want them to be.
No, they're open at 5.
Yeah, but I think they close early, like on Wednesdays, they're not open on Saturdays or Sundays. I can't remember.
Well, I don't know.
I don't either. That's what I'm saying. But I'm interested in it because it's closer to where I live, and I'd like to go for a little while. It's just such a... We don't have a gym like that in Chattanooga.
No, we don't.
Now, I go to Gold's all the time. I like Gold's a whole lot because that's where my kids and I go. But I wouldn't mind seeing what this gym is going to look like.
Well, I've walked through it. Phenomenal equipment. A little bit echoey. It's almost too big for the equipment that's in there.
They'll put some sound deadening in there, I would think.
They probably will. They may put more goodies in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
it upstairs and downstairs?
No, it just looks it. It's just one floor.
I, for some reason, thought they were taking both floors.
I did, too.
Is it upstairs? Or is it
upstairs?
It's right above Dick's,
you can go
right?
in the downstairs and go up the steps.
Okay, it's where the old top of the Sears built. The
right.
Upstairs of the old Sears at Hamilton Place.
Right. It's right behind Malone's, which is what I'm going to do that review on.
Oh, good.
Very soon.
Yeah.
So.
Good. I'm looking forward to that opening.
Me, too. I will work out there one day a week, probably. Work out Gold's one day a week and then go to Hickson. One is a franchise and one is independently owned, and I think the Hamilton Place is a franchise.
Okay, cool.
Interesting stuff. Well, that covers a lot of information in 13 minutes, so it is time, Clint Powell, to take a break. And when we come back, we will be talking hormones and goodies with Josh Porter, one of my favorite, most educated physician assistant. He's a physician assistant. but he is so schooled. He travels the world to be on top of his game in every area, and he knows a lot about holistic health. I love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
I'm a client, and I've sent him a bunch of clients. Oh, yeah. I trust him. Yeah,
100%. People trust him. That's exactly it. Well, that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and one of my most valued partners, friends, and super knowledgeable person, Josh Porter from Optimize You. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
We, and you, are the city's, at least the city's, expert, in my opinion, on the value, the risk, the benefits of hormone replacement. And being in Nutrition World 6 days a week, most weeks, we have about 350 to 420 people a day who walk in. All of those have a need, or they wouldn't be coming in. And it's every day we get a question about something hormone related, mostly with women, but some with men. But the word foggy brain is so commonly popped out. Now, there's a lot of reasons for a foggy brain. that may not have to do with like Clint not sleeping. That could make him have foggy brain. I like
glad
to bring
the pin cushion here. Thank you.
I love.
What else can we put on you?
With Clint stuff.
The voodoo doll's working. Whoever's poking it at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's working, boys and girls.
So, but as far as women, hormones, you know, where do we stand? What is the real deal with foggy thinking if it is related to hormones?
Yeah.
And how easy is it to address?
Well, it's a great question. And I think it's one of those things that as we continue to understand more and more about hormone decline, hormone changes as women transition, one of the things that we've learned is that it really is a neuroendocrine issue, right? It is not just the endocrine system, the ovaries failing, but it's
Somebody what an endocrine system is.
Well, the endocrine system is the glands that our body has, mm-hmm. like a thyroid gland or your ovaries or your adrenal glands, that are going to produce a hormone or a corticosteroid or some type of, you know, function, neurotransmitter, and it will have an effect on other parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you've got the neurological component, because this works as a feedback loop where the center of our brain, the hypothalamus, is where it all really kind of starts or originates. And so you have stimulation from the brain that ultimately for women goes to the ovaries, and then the ovaries produce those hormones. And that changes, obviously, depending on whether they're in reproductive years or perimenopause, transitioning into menopause. But one of the things that we've often thought is that the failure of the ovary is what causes the vasomotor symptoms, right? The hot flashes, the night sweats that they're constantly complaining of, the brain fog, to your point, insomnia. So, you know, maybe it's,
maybe you're in menopause, I was going to say.
But it's actually a dysregulation, a change of neurons from the loss of that estrogen that is impacting the brain.
Ah,
does that make sense? And yes. So we're seeing this just even recently, how I love how the body tries to compensate. If you really just take a step back and look at things, you will see compensatory mechanisms that is in our bodies. And so one, as an example, recently showed that menopausal, postmenopausal women, they've done PET scans, and they've seen that there is an upregulation of estrogen receptors in their brain
to try to gather more estrogen.
Exactly, because it's a compensatory, because the estrogen's gone low, so the body compensates, right? So yeah, so it really is a loss of function or transition in the brain that's causing those symptoms.
Interesting. And you know, for my probably 30 years of my first 45 years of talking, speaking, telling people what I feel about the questions that they ask, and they would ask, what do you think about hormone replacement? I tended to be almost too grounded in the world of what I call ancient wisdom and the natural evolution of our life. Mm. And I'd say, well, you know, we're supposed to have less hormones. But the catch is, yes, we are. Our bodies will have less hormones. But does that mean it's the best optimal thing for our life? Because I always, and we know this, I think we would agree, the biggest reason we have hormones is to further the species, mm-hmm. and it's there for reproductive activities. And so once we reach a certain age, we kind of are dismissed by Mother Nature. Well, you know what? I don't really care that Mother Nature dismisses me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to dismiss myself, because I want to have optimal hormones for quality of life, even if it doesn't make me live longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to point to the soundboard over there. It's not like, in my opinion, and Josh, this may be where you can help me out, it's not mm-hmm. like you can go over there, pull one of those knobs down, it affects one specific thing on this table. One thing will be affected, and only that one thing. Mm-hmm. Now, the overall sound will change, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume that if we just live with it, it's going to affect a domino effect. In other words, it's not just reproductive all of a sudden. It's my energy and my brain fog,
right,
and my joy and my contentment and my aches and my pains. So it's not like that one thing only affects one thing. It's like one thing can pull down a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it's multifactorial for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Good analogy.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
And so when they're coming to you, a lot of times I'm assuming they're coming to you, and maybe it is a thyroid, but they're coming to you with this big basket of symptoms.
That's right.
And you got to kind of filter that stuff
out. Have to, yeah, and you've got to connect the dots, right? You've got to, one of the things that I always do, especially with women, is we draw up this kind of diagram, explains what the endocrine system does, and then we put their labs in there to show them. But then beside of that, what we do is we start writing down symptoms, because what I want them to do is start associating, hey, that brain fog that you're complaining of, or that insomnia that you're complaining of, or that mood swing that you're complaining of is correlated to this level that we just drew on you. And so now it starts to make sense.
Does it, and you mind, one more question, because I know y'all, but have you found, and this is, feel free to correct me, I'm assuming that it seems like that the traditional medical model treats the, let's call it the thyroid. We're going to go treat the thyroid problem.
Right.
When in reality, that thyroid problem, it may be just a thyroid problem, but a lot of times, could it be connected to the other stuff, right?
Sure.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, we just seem like we're fixing symptoms, and we're not pulling back first and say, well, let's fix the problem, and then the real symptoms, the real issues will then present themselves.
Well, I think if you want to, in my opinion, I think one of the limitations of the traditional medical model is we treat a number, not a symptom, right? I think, and I think, so, you know, you're in and out of an office, but if your TSH was elevated, then they'd go ahead and immediately put you on something rather than asking further questions, right?
It's that normal range.
It's just that normal range, or it's out of range. That's right. Yeah.
They don't ask the why question. They don't. Why it happened. And you do. You do at Optimize You. So what does a woman do if they, and again, I know, I think even people listening would know that's, it can't cure everything.
That's
because,
right.
Again, you don't sleep like Clint. You're going to have, you're going to feel worse. You eat too many carbs and processed food, not enough not enough omega-3s. But as far as hormones, there's no other molecule that has quite the communication power that a hormone does. So, and the, you know, the nurses study back in the day kind of created a lot of fear of women that has been completely discarded by anyone of any intellect in the medical community. So what do you advise women who come to you? They're 40 plus. They don't have massive other symptoms. They have minor, but the biggest one is brain fog, menopausal fog. What do you say?
Yeah, if their labs correlate with what we're what their symptoms are, you know, noting, then I'm likely going to be addressing that issue with some form of estrogen. And estradiol in particular is the form of estrogen that is needed, because that is the hormone that they've likely lost, which is causing that brain fog. To your point, you do have to ask, how do you sleep? You know, do you have other external circumstances, right? I mean, you know, are they going through a marriage issue, or have they, you know, had a career change? If, you know, all those things matter, because you can only do so much. I don't care what it is, if there's external factors that are affecting it. So what I always try to explain is what my goal would be is if you kind of independent variable. So if you remove the external factors, I'm trying to just elevate the threshold so that life feels a little bit more manageable, right? Because that's what happens a lot, is we'll always have stressors, right? There's always going to be sleepless nights, or there's always going to be stress in a business or a job or whatever. But when all of a sudden it's like, man, I used to handle those things a lot differently than I do now, that's where hormones need to probably kind of potentially step in to give us a little bit more of that balance.
I love that. And here's the deal. All of those women who come to you, when they go to their GP, 90% of those will say something totally different. We need you on an antidepressant. What you're doing is actually like taking me to the gym, and I'm weak, and you're going to make me stronger. You're going to give me the capacity to perform better, where an antidepressant doesn't do that. It masks and makes you number, so you don't have the feelings, but you actually, that prevents an inner journey from happening, in my mind. Now, there's a time and place for them. There's no doubt.
Sure.
But most of the time, this country is now is an epidemic of antidepressant prescriptions.
Well, we just want to get better without any effort, right?
There you go.
That's in everything. Yes. I want to be fix me. Like I've said that you when you're I'm a client. Like, hey, I need you to fix me, dude. That's not my job. I can give you tools. But it's your job to kind of do work. Other than that, without the right tools, though, without coming to you, then I have something to work with.
That's right. Yeah. And I do think people, they really do. We need to give people more credit to where they can take ownership of their health. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we really
don't
lack.
Know where to start as patients.
Right. I had, and I'll tell you a quick story. Literally, I've had a patient for a couple of years, and I talked to her yesterday to do a lab review. She's doing fantastic. She loves everything that we've done for her. But she had had a routine gynecological follow-up recently and was reprimanded for what, you know, for the hormones that she's on. And she, and she's an awesome lady, but she said she listened there for a second. And, you know, the physician was just like, you know, I can't believe you're doing this. I can't believe you didn't come to me. You know, you need to stop this immediately. And she, and it was just kind of talking at her or down to her. And she just stopped him and she said, you know, let me just tell you something. She said, I trust, she actually came to me from Dr. Johnson.
Okay.
So she said, I trusted Dr. Johnson. He sent me to Josh. She said, when I first met with Josh, he did, this is what he did. He gave me information. He listened to me. He provided me with resources and he let me make the decision that I thought was best for me. And she said, you have just told me what I should do, but you've not given me a single piece of resource or understanding as to why I should do it. And
love that.
It was so good.
I'd love to know what that doctor said to that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
That's
one. I haven't gotten a phone call
yet. That's a great podcast. Yeah, I'd love to be sitting in that room like you, sir, back to you, sir.
Or man, But I thought, you know, that's what, I think that's what patients want to know is
they're
like
dying for that.
They want to feel part of their, it's their health. Like they need to be part of the story. You know,
part of the story. That's wonderful. How do you administer that estradiol?
There's different ways. And it, so that's very unique. I mean, I from transdermal through cream base. I'm not a big patch fan. I don't like pellets. I use oral estradiol. Oral has a little bit of a bad reputation simply because data that is looking at oral that has been somewhat confusing is actually not oral estradiol as much as it is synthetics, which is not what we use. But there's that, that comes a little bit with some controversy. And then we use vaginal estrogen sometimes.
And progesterone with it?
Progesterone almost always oral. Yeah.
Because that helps protect.
It does. Some, you've got to do it. You've got to use progesterone if they still have a uterus.
Yes. The question I was going to ask is, in a minute you can answer it, but I want to make a comment, is that, you know, do you have women on your staff if someone feels more comfortable with a female? But also, if I were a doctor, I would ask myself, before I start talking down to my patient, I would ask myself, wait a minute, what kind of practice have I built where my patients don't feel comfortable coming to me first?
Right.
Or why haven't I addressed that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of making it your fault, your fault, I'll be like, wait a minute, what kind of environment have I created where I didn't get that call? Like, hey, buddy, why, this is going on.
Right.
So that would
be. But that's your business coach brain.
I was going to say, that's you being self-aware.
Yeah.
And not, and most people
And you do have women on staff too, right?
We do. Yeah. Laura Chastain has been with me for 2 years. She's incredible.
She's fantastic.
She's been,
she sure is.
Yeah. She's been in women's health for 17, 18 years now.
We need to get her on Vital Health.
Yeah, we do. The reason I was saying that is a lot of women may hear this and go, that's great, but they made me feel more comfortable talking to a female about certain problems.
No, and goes incredible. The other way. Men sometimes need the men to to, like Justin up in, Hickson, in Hickson and you and all your crew. Unbelievable. Optimize You. You have a location now in Hickson, across from Crunch.
That's right, yeah.
And the one at the Laurel Park.
And don't you have another one coming?
We have one in Cleveland now.
Yeah.
It's a satellite clinic.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's pretty darn cool. You have come a long way in how long?
It'll be 3 years in January.
3 years. Wow. Okay. All right, my friend. Well, wonderful information for everybody that will empower them. And that your story was awesome because I know a lot of women will resonate with the fact that, hey, they just told me what to do. They really didn't sit me down and talk to me. And, you know, they can use the excuse, well, we only have a few minutes to talk. It doesn't matter. You can do it even in a few minutes if you do it the right way. All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be winding up the show very quickly. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit HatcherFoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up.
And Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio. Presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Broadcasting from the Optimize You studio, I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. Hey, Clint, tell people about your podcast. You are the king daddy of the podcasting in this entire area, not just Chattanooga, because you have so many.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you can find them all at daringthebreakpodcast.com, and that one site will take you to Dayfire Podcast about adventure in the great outdoor, the Crimecast about policing and crime and old cases and new cases. Of course, you can also find this one, the Vital Health Radio Download. I will have Oath and Pledge, one for veterans. And then the Mothership is During the Break Podcast. I interview interesting people. And then I have one for Business 5 to 9 Podcast. It's for coaching. And then Of By and For the People, about politics and the Constitution. And I have been doing it about 8 years. I'm close to running up close to 3,000 episodes. I think I'm at 2,800 episodes right now, maybe a little north of that. But this radio show actually comes out every Tuesday as a podcast, favorite podcast platform. If you can't listen to it live on Sunday mornings on 98.1 The Lake at 9 o'clock, you can listen to it on your favorite podcast platform, the Vital Health Radio Download.
Thank you, Clint. Yes. I didn't mention on the first segment when I talked about rapamycin, the longevity drug that is the only one that's been discovered that can truly decrease disease. It's not just about living longer. I care more about decreasing illnesses than I do living longer. So that's the reason I take it. It's the reason I put up with the sometimes painful throat and mouth aches. But you asked me the question, do I see benefit?
Right.
I absolutely feel I do. My aches and pains have certainly gone down. Now, I think that's part of that is cleaning my diet up to not eat spinach, which has oxalates and all the oxalate conversation we have. But secondly, I know my skin health has improved. I have I don't know about you, Clint. I think, you know, most of us as we age get skin tags. Mm. You get skin tags?
Yeah.
Yeah. They've all gone. They all fell off. Every single skin tag I had, probably had 5, 6.
I probably have 8 or 9, yeah.
And they just disappeared on their own. Well, why is that? It's because it takes older cells and gets rid of them, like I said, with the worn out tires on old cars.
I have another supplement that I want to ask you about along those lines, but yeah. I don't want to get in what you have in front of you.
So, tell me.
NAD.
Yeah.
NAD doesn't do that, but it is a drug or a supplement that I take. Mm-hmm. I take one in the morning, one at night. And so doesn't it kind of have a rejuvenative effect on your cells?
It does. NAD is an anti-aging nutrient, of which I am very, very invested in. In fact, I did my IV ketamine today. Today was the first day they put NAD in the IV.
Wow. Yes. I didn't know you could do NAD in the IV form.
You can actually do that. And it, of course, it's more potent that way. Now, it's not as long lasting because you can't do that every day. But they can't get the raw material for a couple more weeks. So today was the first day that I've ever had up to 90 ketamine treatments almost, and I did not have NAD, which is fine. I do NAD.
Did you fight with dragons today?
I'm not sure what I did today. I left my body behind.
Wow.
And I had to come back and knock on the door and revisit and get a welcome invitation to jump back in.
All right.
So it was an interesting reflection. It's an interesting inner journey. I will have to tell you that. But it does reset the brain as you would your cell phone when you do a reset. That's basically the best explanation of it for memory, quick thinking, anxiety, depression, PTSD. Not saying I have all those. I'm saying, but that's what it is being used for at Chattanooga Neurotherapy. Fantastic, fantastic guy. You know, I have a love affair with broccoli. Everybody who knows me knows that I do. It's not because I really like the taste of it. It's okay. I don't mind it. I like freshness. I like green things. I have to be choosy because, again, we go back to the oxalate theory. Some of the green things have too many of these glass-like compounds that end up getting in joints and causing pain. And broccoli's not one of those. But there's a thing in broccoli called sulforaphane. Katie at the Nutrition World did a video, a YouTube, on an interview with the expert in the country on what sulforaphane can do. It is truly magical of how it can take precancerous and cancerous cells and deactivate them. It can help autistic children. It can help prostate issues.
Wow.
It helps lower cardiovascular disease. Well, a study came out that talked about this enzyme found in broccoli may also slow age-related decline in health by improving mitochondrial health. Well, guess what? That is what NAD does in rapamycin. It does it by the mitochondrial health of the cell. And broccoli's been shown to reduce many diseases, including cancer, arthritis, high blood pressure, heart disease, fatty liver, and diabetes. And this compound is a sulfur compound. It really is. And it has so many potent abilities that I don't think another food can equal what broccoli does, except matcha, which I think you're drinking in your grain drink.
I am.
Matcha has very similar, which is from a green tea, but no one enjoys drinking matcha. You can actually make broccoli pretty darn good. You know, I love the power of food. I speak about it. I have my whole life. And this study came out, was pretty interesting, on how do we slow down macula degeneration. Macula is a degenerating eye disease where you start losing part of the screen that you're looking through. If your eyes, there starts to become blackness because of, it's like a curtain shutting. Well, they found that people who ate shelled pistachios for 12 weeks, this is a very well done study, but the macular pigment density significantly increased compared to the control group who ate a typical diet with no pistachios. This benefit was seen after only 6 weeks and no additional benefit was observed between 6 and 12 weeks. Mm. So most people have a deficiency of certain nutrients. And within 6 weeks, the gas tank was filled. So, you know, again, it didn't say whether these were fried, cooked in oil, mm-hmm. raw, I don't know, be best to always use raw if you can. But that, how interesting, again, the power of our knife and fork.
It is. And also interesting, you said pistachios. You pronounced it two different ways. I was very proud of you. At first, I was going to ask you how you pronounced it. You said pistachios the first time, and my head snapped.
I didn't see that. I'm not aware of that.
And then you said pistachios, and I was like, oh, I wonder how which way you say it, because I was about to have a little conversation, but you corrected yourself. So that's what I found.
Was I wrong the first time?
Yeah, it's not pistachios. It's pistachios. Pistachios. He's like, I was curious how you're going to handle that, but keep going. You corrected it. You self-corrected.
You were tilting off
as you were taking off, and then you realigned.
Okay.
You got the horizon back in, and you did fine. You elevated fine, sir.
You're my instructor.
You're my English instructor. You are. Everybody get your right soul right with God, because if I'm in charge, we're going down quick.
Going down.
Woo!
November 7th at Nutrition World, 6 p.m. Learning RX. I love those people.
Yep.
They are a program for helping to reprogram the brain in areas of ADHD, ADD, focus, and works with adults, not just children. So they have a great lecture on November 7th, 6 p.m. Go to nutritionw.com under events, and I will say our app.
Mention the app. You can go to the app, the Nutrition World app, a Google Play Store, your Apple Store, whatever it is, and you can stay up with all the events there too.
I love our app. I don't even go to Nutrition W any longer. It's a little pill. Just to add the app. It's free, of course, and it will make your life easier. A federal judge did rule this past year. His judge was Edward Chen of the U.S. District Court of the North District of California, concluded with enough evidence that fluoride in drinking water at current levels does pose an unreasonable risk to human health. Well, what risk is that?
Wow.
And it does show increased neurobehavioral problems in young children. Huh, isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
We've known this for 25 years. Everyone's denied it. Everyone's laughed at it. It usually takes three decades for things like mercury and fluoride and to come to the surface, as it did cigarette smoke. Now, you know, the key is that not everybody who smokes cigarettes lives a lot shorter, but 90% do. 10% don't. 10% are very fortunate. But it behavior problems in children, including symptoms of autism disorder and executive dysfunction. I'm not sure exactly what that term is, but it affects thyroid function. We absolutely know, leading to larger thyroid glands, increase of nodules in the thyroid. It is amazing how many individuals walk into Nutrition World every single day. My thyroid is off. My thyroid is off. And nodules on my thyroid. What's going on with my thyroid? It's too low. Some have too high because they have Hashimoto's. Who knows what role this fluoride may play? So we have to get water filters that decrease the fluoride exposure.
Executive function includes working memory, cognitive flexibility, impulse control, organization, task initiation, attention, and time management.
Oh, thank you.
Yep. That's what I do.
You earned your keep today.
Yep, I like to find out what I have zero of, and I have zero executive function. I didn't know that until we just had this show right here.
One of the biggest misconceptions in the world of health advice is that of statin drugs. It is a rigged system, I truly believe, as far as how do we convince a group of people who have a lot of degrees that they have to prescribe a drug that doesn't have the background foundation. Well, you can twist any study to make things look pretty darn good if you spend enough money to complete more and more of those.
What is it? It's called lies, damn lies, and then statistics.
Oh, there you go.
That's it, yeah.
Of course, statin drugs are meant to lower cholesterol, but the thing is that they are some of the most harmful pharmaceutical drugs available for memory loss and aches and pains. Those are the two things. And despite growing evidence that lowering cholesterol does not reduce disease, the medical industry continues to push statins. And studies have shown that the benefits of statins are minimal. If you've had a stent, it may be possible that you need it, or if you have what we do, which we test at Nutrition World, another type of not total cholesterol, it's a form of that called lipoprotein A or ApoB. If those are highly elevated, I am still recommending a small dose of statin drug for those people when nothing else works. But total cholesterol is meaningless, absolutely meaningless. Well, you know, there'll be a day where it will be a tipping point, and all of a sudden the people who have prescribed all these years will feel safe in not prescribing. They just, peer pressure in the medical field is intense, absolutely intense. Lastly, one of my, you weren't around with me, at least Clinton, in the days when I remember very well going to a health food show in probably in Orlando. I was walking through all the booths. It's a private show only for health food stores. And I see this big sign that said CBD.
Yep.
Never said, I didn't even know what it was. This was about 9 years, probably 9 years ago, maybe eight. And I go over and they're in these little syringes and I'm so intrigued. And the guy was explaining what this word cannabinoid and how the brain has it and we need some of it. And he gave me this little syringe. He said, well, what you do is you just put this little goo under your tongue and it's going to go to the brain. It's going to activate all these systems. Well, I did it. And about 10 minutes later, I said, what did I just do? I feel something. And it was a good feeling. It was a calming feeling. It was, but it was very dramatic to a point of, I went back to the booth and said, tell me more. Tell me all you can tell me. How do we get it? Well, I started selling it and I would keep it locked into a drawer in the back of my office.
I remember.
And and nobody but me could sell it, even though I had at that time 27 staff members. And I'd have to go out and like, okay, you want some CBD?
Like a drug dealer almost.
What are you going to take it for?
Yeah.
Who told you about it? Okay. Have you shopped here before? And about, if they answered them all right, I'd say, okay, let me go get it. And I'd go back there and I'd pull out one of those little syringes. I'd come out, sell it to them, $100 for a syringe.
Yeah.
And people with Crohn's disease, people with a lot of rheumatoid and autoimmune and pains, they were getting some pretty good, decent results. No miracles, but a decent result they weren't getting with other things. Well, there's a product now that has been around since 1876. The first drug ever invented, methylene blue. It's used in the emergency rooms for cyanide poisoning. It also was used for many decades to cure malaria. Well, it now is used as a goldfish tank sanitizer, and it dyes blue jeans. Yeah, I see a little swallowing over there with Clint. That's not really pleasant. But I have used methylene blue now for over, off and on for about 3 years. And the reason is because it will become world famous. It will be utilized as long as the political, medical political parts allow this to happen. But recent research suggests that methylene blue is tremendously beneficial in treatment of traumatic brain injuries and the prevention of Alzheimer's disease. A March 2024 study indicated that methylene blue also supports bone health by inhibiting the osteoclast, which is the part of the bone cell that degrades itself, and it reduces the risk of age-related bone loss when combined with proper lifestyle. Other health benefits of methylene blue include reducing UTI risk, improving skin health, managing osteoporosis, and probably helping us to live longer because it helps the mitochondrial function.
Does it help with just overall memory too, or is that just the Alzheimer's dementia part?
Depends
of it?
If you have your memory loss is due to a decline of the health of the brain cell. Okay. Here's the side effect. Side effect is you will urinate straight blue color urine. Well, and it can interfere with antidepressants. So those are the two things you have to be aware of.
Being blue, well, does that matter?
Hey, it's pretty cool.
Okay.
I think as long as men can aim right, it's okay. At 67,
it's like you've slaughtered a Smurf in the bathroom. Who's doing? Who's gutting Smurfs in the bathroom? Killing them and hanging them up and letting them bleed out. That's not cool to do.
On a bad day, you would think I just killed one.
I was getting ready to say, how in the hell did you get Smurf blood up above the sink, buddy? That's not cool. Hey.
That's a good way to end this segment. Hey, guess what? It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a couple more empowering words of health wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Woodfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Clint Powell. So informative with Josh. He is a walking encyclopedia. Love him. Love his ethics.
And I know you're about to do your words of wisdom, but I will say he's got one of the best and I think most accurate mottos for his business. Normal is not optimal. And that is, that to me is something that resonated, and it's why I'm a client, and I've sent probably a dozen of my friends and people I know over there is, I don't mind being normal in some areas, but normal, it does not mean it's optimal. Sometimes we settle. So I love that. They're good people.
Good point. Because, yeah, good point. In the 60s and 70s, normal was fine as far as fitness. We didn't have overweight people.
And our testosterone and hormone levels were much more even.
They were more. The normal was optimal.
Go look at the pictures at the beach in the 60s, 70s, even 80s. We just look and feel different now.
We do.
We're living longer, but the last 10 years, I don't think, are as good as the last 10 years it used to be.
Yeah, that's exactly right. My daughter, Katie, she has a Facebook post called Earth Conscious Mama, which is phenomenal for educating young or mothers with young children or pregnant ladies who really are searching for more honest information that's backed with at least evidence enough of, one, safety, and two, is of potential benefits. A lady came in the store yesterday and was really panicky because she was having some real problems with the breastfeeding of her child, and she actually had too much milk, and she needed something to slow lactation. Lordy, you don't ask me that. That's just not my forte at all. Right. Katie said instantly, this is what you do. You take dried cabbage leaves and you apply them to the breast.
Yep.
And that was, she said, that usually works, just dried cabbage leaves. Secondly, is she had mastitis, Katie did, on multiple occasions, and very few nutraceuticals worked. You didn't want to take antibiotics unless you had to, and you're seeing red streaks because of the devastating effect on the long-term health with antibiotics. And you are also doing harm to the children when you take antibiotics and you're breastfeeding. But white potatoes applied to the breast when you have an infection can help draw out the infection.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, white potatoes. Interesting. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Are you using my floss that I gave you?
I do.
Yep. I do too.
Use it two or three times a week.
Here's a great study. I'm just so connected to the fact of gum health and long-term health. It is absolutely verified. Anyone who doesn't anyone who only wants to do a little bit of stuff for their health and they don't care about anything else, take care of your teeth with flossing and with brushing and with non-fluoride toothpaste twice a day.
All right, I know we got a minute left. Are you okay with homework or not?
Yeah.
So the spike protein that comes from COVID and or from the vaccine. A friend of mine, older, mid-60s, super unfit, heart issues, found out they think it's due to the spike protein. He did not get the vaccine, but he got COVID a couple times. And they told him to chew nicotine gum.
That is part of the protocol.
Is it?
It is.
I thought it was like from a guy by the river in a van. Wow. Okay. But never mind. I don't need the homework. Yeah. I did not know you were aware of that.
Yeah, the frontline docs, who I really respect, nicotine can be part of that.
Okay, good. You answered it without homework. Thank you, sir. I was making sure it was okay.
And methylene blue.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. All right, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.